I really don't think people are talking as much about the dark side of AI. And I'd say my biggest concern is really how fast the technology is evolving and being adopted by the masses without really the same energy being devoted to regulation and guidelines. Even like just in the last few months, we saw Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, publicly speak out against the dangers of generative AI in terms of like what that means for the spread of large-scale disinformation and sort of calling for society and regulators to get involved. I just think the technology is advancing very fast before we can deeply like understand and react to the implications. And one of the topics like we explore in our research is how these free generative AI tools like ChatGPT can be used by not only consumers, but like potentially bad actors. And that could just lead to this wave of fake or misleading content. And essentially, you know, more content, more volatile content just means that that's more that marketers need to monitor and react to.
The smartest marketers from all walks of life in every industry, talking about the latest trends, opportunities, and challenges. Insights from marketing executives at organizations like National Geographic, IBM, and the Baltimore Ravens. And tips from business authors and experts known around the world. Ways to improve your community's marketing, starting now, right here on the Marketing Smarts Podcast.
All right, Marketing Smarts listeners, are you excited? Because, you know, it's your boy, George B. Thomas, and I'm always excited, but maybe double, triple excited because the word revolutionizing was in that title that you just read, and brand monitoring was in the title that you just read. To hopefully click on this podcast to listen to it, or maybe you have some type of system that automatically delivers your podcast without needing to read what the title is, but probably not. I digress. Let's actually get into this stuff. I can't wait to have this AI-powered insights conversation about brand monitoring and revolutionizing what you as a B2B marketer might be doing. Now, today I'm talking with Megan Bazelman, and man, we talk about what keeps her up at night. We talk about what is changing because of AI. We talk about brand monitoring in this B2B space. Of course, we talk about hurdles, success, and we get some words of wisdom along the way. But Megan Bazelman is a senior analyst at Capterra covering all the latest trends, issues, and developments in marketing technology. With more than a decade of experience conducting qualitative and quantitative research, her work has been featured in publications such as Fast Company, Inc., DigiDay, and Ad Age. You can read Megan's report, Why Marketers Need a Brand Monitoring Strategy in the Age of AI, on Capterra's website at capterra.com/resources/AI-brand-monitoring. This one's a good one, especially if you're trying to pay attention to what is happening around your brand. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear a word from our sponsor, and then you know what time it is.
Tactical sessions, inspirational keynotes, off-the-clock antics. And let's not forget about immeasurable connections. What am I talking about? The B2B Forum, of course. For more than 15 years, the B2B Forum has been the conference where today's leading B2B marketers gather for insights, networking, and laughs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's never too early to plan for success. Join us in 2023 in October for inspiration from B2B marketing experts. And I mean those marketers who walk the walk and know how to talk the talk in a way that you can understand. Get access to real-world actionable insights on the tactics and tools that work today and strategies that stand the test of time. When you say, well, on October 4th, you can join us for the B2B Forum full-day workshop for all access attendees. And on the 5th and 6th, well, spectacular conference shenanigans. That's right. If you head over to the B2B Forum website right now, you can sign up to join us October 4th through the 6th for some amazing education. And guess what? I'll see you next year at the B2B Forum. That's right. I'll be there. Will you?
All right, with that out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, revolutionizing B2B brand monitoring with AI-powered insights with Megan Bazelman. Let's get into the good stuff. All right, Marketing Smarts listeners, it's your boy George B. Thomas, and we're back again for, you guessed it, another exciting episode of the Marketing Smarts podcast. We're going to talk about revolutionizing B2B brand monitoring. Guess what? We might even be talking about how you can do some AI-powered stuff around insights. But I'm also excited because I have Megan Bazeman here with me today. These conversations would be boring if it was just me. We've always got to bring a friend along. Megan, how the heck are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited you're here. Again, if you weren't, it'd be kind of boring because I need to learn about the thing that we're talking about today as much as the Marketing Smarts listeners do. Now, Megan, one of the things I like to do in this interview is I like to ask questions that kind of, well, they can end us up anywhere. And this first question, I have quickly learned after asking guests this question, it could be a dream or it could be a nightmare. But what keeps you up at night around brand monitoring or brand monitoring in an age of AI? What say you?
I think it's an equally exciting and uncertain time. In the marketing world, we're already seeing, you know, marketers use AI tools to create all kinds of content. Everything from writing ad copy to product descriptions to even like longer form content, blogs or articles. And I think all that's really exciting and the use cases like really seem endless, but I really don't think people are talking as much about the dark side of AI. And I'd say my biggest concern is really how fast the technology is evolving and being adopted by the masses without really the same energy being devoted to regulation and guidelines. Even like just in the last few months, we saw Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, publicly speak out against the dangers of generative AI in terms of like what that means for the spread of large-scale disinformation and sort of calling for society and regulators to get involved. I just think the technology is advancing very fast before we can deeply like understand and react to the implications. And one of the topics like we explore in our research is how these free generative AI tools like ChatGPT can be used by not only consumers, but like potentially bad actors. And that could just lead to this wave of fake or misleading content. And essentially, you know, more content, more volatile content just means that that's more that marketers need to monitor and react to. You know, the tools themselves have limitations, and I'm not really sure if end users are truly aware of that. So like there's bias, like AI models can replicate biases from the training data. So those tools, they're only trained using internet data, and you're missing out like on a whole subset of the population that's not on the internet. And then, you know, you've also got, I'm sure you've heard of like hallucinations, and that's where these tools can sort of generate, you know, unpredictable, unwanted or just flat out wrong, you know, outputs. We also know that AI tools, they don't have any knowledge of current events and unless that information is provided to it. For example, like ChatGPT is only trained with data up to September 2021. And then there's also issues with like IP and copyright risk. So just, you know, limitations within the tools themselves, I would say, is another thing like I'm concerned about.
Yeah, it does sound like it's a little bit of, you know, possible dream, but maybe potential nightmare. And it's funny because, yes, Marketing Smarts listeners, there are people who are not on the internet, believe it or not. And so just understanding sometimes the way we think or the way we live isn't the way that everybody thinks or lives is very interesting. There's so much actually in that first part that I would be remiss if I didn't mention, Marketing Smarts listeners, that we did an interview with Christopher Penn. Go back and listen to that episode because we dug into some of the what to watch for from the human side, legal side of AI and kind of where Megan was dipping her toe into the water there. Now, let's kind of, Megan, dive in a little bit deeper around brand monitoring. And again, one of the things I like to do on the podcast is level set. And what I mean by that is I may say the words brand monitoring and think one thing. You may say them and think totally something else. And by the way, the thousands of listeners, there could be potentially thousands of other ways. So for the rest of our conversation today on the Marketing Smarts podcast, when we say brand monitoring, what the heck do we even mean? In other words, how do you define brand monitoring moving forward?
I'd say essentially brand monitoring is the process or practice of tracking different channels to identify where your brand is being mentioned. The idea is to observe how your brand is perceived and talked about and understand like where those conversations are happening. And I'd say for many brands, you know, a lot of that's taking place on social media. So this is really important for businesses and brands. It can help you identify customer needs or respond to them or even like spot a need that you weren't aware of. It's also just keeping a pulse on customer sentiments when it comes to your brand, product or services. So now, you know, how does that tie into AI? I think it's really interesting that AI could play a role in both helping with brand monitoring as well as like causing issues. You know, some of the things we just talked about, like more content, volatility of content, you know, lack of regulation. But it can help because, you know, I think AI is going to lead to better and more capable brand monitoring tools. You know, for example, AI technology is way better at handling large amounts of information, sort of condensing it, summarizing it, you know, being able to scan and provide insights, capabilities of that nature. But again, I think the jury is still out about the potential risk. In our research, we saw that 95% of marketers felt really optimistic about AI and felt that it would make their day-to-day job easier, when around the same percent, 93%, said that even with AI tools, they thought that brand monitoring would require a human analysis of data.
So interesting. I mean, I'm just going from where my brain went. Like when I said brand monitoring, I too was like, oh yeah, social listening. Like, hey, that's the... But you're painting a much bigger picture that some of the Marketing Smarts listeners may be paying attention to historically, maybe some of them not, but will in the future. And again, we're kind of tying this to AI, which I know in the future questions, we might talk about tips, tricks, tools, different things like that. But because of this AI insurgence, if you will, what is changing that marketers need to know pertaining to this whole monitoring? Does it need a human eyeball? Does it not? Just what do we need to know that's changing?
Number one, just marketers really need to be aware that volatile content is on the rise. And from our research, marketers predict that this is going to get worse. And just to share some more stats from our research, we saw that 57% of the marketers we surveyed said they'd witnessed criticism or defamatory content about their brand or company on social media. Nearly half said they ran into like just a flat out fake fraudulent brand account. And then 46% said that they had encountered inaccurate or misleading brand or company information. That's one thing. And then I also think it's important for small businesses to really be investing in this as well. When we did our research, we also saw that less of the small businesses had dedicated resources going into this. So like budget, staff, software, compared to larger mid-sized businesses. So we're going to see more volatile content, and it's going to be a problem, or it could be an issue for businesses of all sizes.
Are you looking for great curated content specific to you, the B2B marketer? Want to have fun while also learning valuable information to help you succeed on a daily basis? Then you're in luck. Look no further. This week's Marketing Smarts podcast is brought to you by the Marketing Smarts Live Show. That's right. You can join us live every Monday, where we shine the spotlight on you, the community members, share fresh B2B news, several top-notch curated articles to help you be a better marketer, and of course, have tons of fun along the way. If you want even more B2B marketing education with the ability to ask questions and engage with the rest of the audience, tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern for the Marketing Smarts Live Show. You won't regret the additional B2B learning you'll be adding to your life. Now, let's get back to this episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast. So let's dive back into kind of the brand monitoring portion of this. What are some key elements of brand monitoring that, and I would probably say any marketer, but of course, it's the Marketing Smarts Podcast. We have B2B marketers. What are some key elements of brand monitoring that B2B marketers should be paying attention to? And how does AI help or hinder those elements that they should be paying attention to?
We're definitely seeing some challenges In our research, we found that there's especially challenges around like data accessibility, the volume and the complexity. This is hindering, again, like companies of all sizes from implementing social media monitoring initiatives. So I guess being aware of like challenges around data accessibility, we even found that like those data related challenges outweigh other hurdles, like, you know, not having staff or skills or time even. So, yeah, I'd say that would be the challenge to be aware of.
I'm going to give you some chance to dive back into those hurdles here in a hot minute. But one of the things that I love the show Mythbusters, and I fully understand I'm probably dating myself at some point with saying that I like that show. But is there a common myth about brand monitoring now that we live in an age of AI, or just in general, by the way, that you want to debunk here on the Marketing Smarts podcast?
So there's all sorts of myths about AI out there. Like, I think of every robot movie I've ever seen. Will it replace us? Can it develop a mind of its own? But I'd say, like, for the most part, many businesses are really still in the deployment phase of generative AI, and the things that it can and can't do are we're still sort of figuring out. So I think the biggest myth, though, would be to assume that your business or your marketing team doesn't need to be thinking about this, or like sort of the thinking that, oh, it's somebody else's problem. Like, marketers really need to dedicate resources and a strategy for brand monitoring to be prepared for like this coming wave of like more content and volatile content, especially on social media, just so they can maintain authenticity and keep that customer trust.
Customer trust is really important. And if you're working hard to be an authentic human, as you should for your brand, anything that goes against that is definitely something to pay attention to. So with that said, are there any tips, tricks, hacks, templates? I don't know, Megan, I'm throwing all the words at you right there, to be honest with you, that B2B marketers can use when implementing brand monitoring at their organization.
I definitely have a few tips for marketers and businesses, especially when you're monitoring on social media. I'd say first and foremost, you should take stock of the social media monitoring or analysis tools that your company might already be using. See if they're being used to their full capabilities, or maybe there's someone, you know, on your team or in your department that has special expertise there. And then once you have a lay of the land, I would work with your organization's leaders to prioritize social media and brand monitoring resources, you know, whether that's devoting budget or staff, task force, so on. I think it's really essential to allocate resources toward brand monitoring, especially in the wake of this new AI technology. One way you can do that is really communicating the benefits with leaders, and then also making sure that they're aware of the risk. I know we talked a little bit about challenges already. Our survey actually found that 36% of marketers cited that a lack of understanding of like brand monitoring benefits and uses was a top barrier to implementing initiatives at their company. Although 88% of companies that had resources going into this were saying it was like very high value to their business.
Earlier in the episode, we were talking about challenges. You even alluded to like a different set of hurdles. So I do want to unpack that. Like, A, people are listening to this. They're like, okay, I probably need to be doing brand monitoring. If I'm not, I probably need to research some tools. These are the reasons why I need to do that. It's just going to get more interesting in the future. So they set off on a, you know, a trek to actually do this thing that we're talking about today. What are some of the hurdles you've seen B2B marketers, again, organizations face when trying to do brand monitoring in this super fast-paced age of AI flying all over the place?
I think a big hurdle is with data accessibility, and what you can do to work on that is like looking at boosting your company's data-centric like functions accessibility to improve your brand monitoring. I think companies can try to achieve that by having a data management policy. That's just essentially like documentation for handling, storing, processing, or like managing data across your business. And when you have policies, that helps clearly define the responsible parties and how you're going to achieve, collect, share data. That's one thing you could do to really help. And another thing would be making sure that you're upskilling your marketing team on data tools and techniques. And that'll allow them not only to gain access to the data that they need, but to get the most of it, and include training that's specific on social media monitoring tools or how to monitor user-generated content that references your brand. So like data literacy, very important.
So one of the things I like to do, Megan, on the podcast is kind of give two sides of one coin. I just asked you about hurdles. I'm super curious. Hopefully the marketing smarts listeners are curious, because the question that I'm going to ask actually points to the destination that they might want to go. But what does success look like? How do we know that we've reached this kind of brand monitoring space of nirvana, if you will?
That's a good question. I think it ties back into some of the tips that I mentioned. So having a marketing team that's equipped to work with data and data literate is really key. Just also ensuring that marketers have access to the data that they need. Another thing would be, you know, you're having software tools that can help you. I think that would be a big marker of success. And as I mentioned, you know, having a data management policy that defines like the processes and responsible parties for analyzing social media data to help provide clarity would be another marker of success. Yeah, and then again, training and data literacy programs would be another marker.
So I want to go off the beaten path for 1 second before I ask you my final question. Because several times throughout the podcast, you have eloquently said, in our report we show, and you've brought it back to stats, right? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, not in my opinion, here's the statistics. This is what it's pointing to. Talk me through a little bit about this report, if people can get access to the report, where they might be able to do that. Like, wax poetic on all things that we've been referencing this entire episode.
Yeah, thanks. We definitely have. We have a report where I talk about the tips that we discussed in more detail. It's called Why Marketers Need a Brand Monitoring Strategy in the Age of AI. And you could check that out in the resources section at Capterra.com.
Time flies when you're having fun. And the final question I like to ask, again, it's one that I think leans into allowing you, the thought leader, the guest, into any type of direction or directions that they want to go. You've been on a path, right? You've been part of the Capterra team. You've been going through this report. You've been having internal conversations around this topic. And so those journeys equal nuggets of wisdom. And so, Megan, what are the words of wisdom that you would want to share with the Marketing Smarts listeners about brand monitoring, AI, or heck, maybe just life in general?
I know it's all very, like I said, exciting and certain, and things seem to be advancing like very fast. But I would say don't fear AI. I think instead it's important to be vigilant and prepared, have an understanding of how this could impact your work or your team. And I think right now is the time where marketers and other professionals need to regroup and figure out, you know, how to structure themselves so you could survive this transformative, you know, AI boom. And not only survive, but thrive. So I would say, you know, those are my last words of wisdom. I'm optimistic about it. And yeah, it's an exciting time.
So, Marketing Smarts listeners, did you take lots of notes? I have to ask, what is your hashtag one thing, your number one execution opportunity after this podcast? Make sure you reach out and let us know in my inbox or on Twitter using the hashtag MPB2B. Also, I have to ask, are you a free member of the Marketing Profs community yet? If not, head over to mprofs.com/MP today. You won't regret the additional B2B marketing education you'll be adding to your life. Hey, listeners, we'd like it if you could leave us a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. But we'd love it if you'd share this episode with a coworker or friend. Until we meet in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts podcast, where we talk with Owen Richards about empowering sales success. Yep, the role of marketing in sales enablement. I hope you do just a couple of things. One, reach out and let us know what conversation you'd like to listen in on next. Two, focus on getting 1% better at your craft each and every day. And finally, remember to be a happy, helpful, humble B2B marketing human. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast.